Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, May 29th, 2019. On this day in 1953, Edmund Hillary and Sherpa Tenzing Norgay became the first people to reach the summit of Mount Everest. The anti-Semitic Al-Quds March will take place again this year in Berlin as the Interior Administration sees no chance to ban the demonstration. Instead, according to reporting in the Berliner Morgenpost, the march will be subject to harsh regulations. Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD will take part in a counter-rally to the Al-Quds March in Charlottenburg. It's forbidden to burn flags and banners, to call for violence, and to chant slogans that are defamatory. It's also forbidden to advertise for Hezbollah or its related organizations. Martin Paligan, spokesman for the Interior Administration, said, however, quote, "The political will is there." It's assumed that a ban on the event will not stand up before the administrative court. Paligan continued to say, quote, "A constitutional state must act in accordance with the rule of law. Freedom of assembly and expression also apply to those who reject the rule of law. Thus, the internal administration is sticking to the course of previous years." The demonstration was called anti-Semitic and an Islamic propaganda event against Israel by the Central Council of Jews, calling for a protest against the Al-Quds March. The Central Council added that it is incomprehensible that this demonstration is approved year after year and demanded strict conditions and consistent punishment for violations. Last year, almost 1,600 people took part in the Al-Quds March, demanding an independent Palestine and attacking Israel by chanting. Al-Quds Day occurs at the end of the Muslim month of Ramadan and was founded in 1979 by the Islamic Iranian revolutionary leader Ayatollah Khomeini and has since been used for mass marches in the Arab world, calling every year for the conquest of Jerusalem. The anti-Semitism commissioner of the federal government, Felix Klein, has called on German citizens to wear kippah next Saturday. Klein told the newspapers of the Funke Media Group, to which the Berliner Morgenpost belongs, that this was an important sign of solidarity with Jews and that it stood up for unrestricted religious freedom and social diversity, stating, quote, "I call on all citizens in Berlin and everywhere in Germany to wear kippah next Saturday, when the Al-Quds Day in Berlin will once again be an unbearable rush against Israel and Jews." Klein also called for participation in the demonstration in Berlin against Al-Quds Day. If you want to quit smoking, you can get help at the Institute for Tobacco Cessation and Smoking Prevention at the Vivantes Klinikum in Neukölln. Director Karen Witzhum wants more financial support for those who want to quit, stating, "The courses to quit smoking are treated by the health insurance companies like back training courses, which give you the chance to do something for yourself. The health insurance companies pay subsidies for the cessation courses, but don't cover the costs entirely. Smokers have to pay for their own medications. In the long run, health insurance companies could save a lot of money if their policyholders stop smoking," according to Witzhum on the occasion of this Friday's World No Tobacco Day. Yesterday, the Federal Social Court in Kassel began to deal with the question of whether insured persons are entitled to drugs to quit smoking. A lung patient plaintiff is demanding €1,251 from her insurance company as costs for a comprehensive withdrawal therapy and medication. Due to serious damage, the restoration work on the Oberbaumbrücke began on Monday morning at 7 a.m. During the construction work on the overpass, which connects the districts of Kreuzberg and Friedrichshain across the Spree River, the road surface and the bridge waterproofing will be renewed over a total area of 2,500 square meters. The Senate Traffic Administration has now announced that during the work planned until the beginning of November, quote, "considerable traffic restrictions are to be expected." In addition, the Senate administration announced on Monday evening that there would be more traffic restrictions than initially planned. The construction project will be divided into two sections, each of which will take about 10 weeks. The first construction phase comprises the western carriageway and the second, the eastern carriageway. Initially, it was said that motorists and cyclists traveling in the direction of Kreuzberg would have to share one lane. According to police and road traffic authorities, however, Per an examination carried out on Monday, cyclists are now obliged to dismount in the direction of Kreuzberg for traffic safety reasons, order effective immediately. This has been met with criticism from cyclists and politicians alike. The bridge reconstruction and renovation is reported to have a price tag of 700,000 euros. For more detailed information about the construction schedule, please follow the link in our show notes. As confirmed by the Traffic and Environmental Administration and reported in Tagesspiegel, in the future, parking will cost up to 4 euros per hour, bringing the red-red-green government one step closer to its goal of making driving unattractive in the city. Jan Thompson, spokesman for the Traffic Administration, stated, quote, "The aim is to achieve a controlling effect through costs. In addition, there will be more 30-kilometer-per-hour speed zones, and parking should cost more within the entire S-Bahn ring. Currently, only around 40% of the parking areas within the ring are areas with parking space management. By the end of 2020, this figure should rise to 75% and then even to 100%. Anyone who is a member of a car-sharing company, however, can continue to park for free. So it pays to leave one's car at home for a two-hour shopping spree and take a car-sharing vehicle. The example given, those who park a rental car at one end of the Kudamm can simply take another vehicle home at the end of the shopping tour, which, per reporting, is sometimes even cheaper than traveling with your own car, depending upon the parking fee and the cost of the rental, which is exactly what the Senate is speculating on, that more and more Berliners will consider their own car unnecessary and do away with it. Life could be made more difficult for commuters, however. Until now, commuters could drive into the city and look for a free parking space where they could park their car the whole working day, which would not be possible with this new program, therefore increasing commuters' incentives to travel to the city by bus and train. The state is making 21.54 million euros available to the districts for new parking ticket machines. In addition, 2.06 million euros will be spent on mobile handheld devices for monitoring by the public order offices. The main committee of the House of Representatives will discuss these subjects later today. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.